All right. Okay, before we go back there in the sheet, I just want again to summarize something from yesterday, which I want to make sure is clear. We had different sheets in the Rishonim as to when the Gemara is referring to when it says you can make up the missed Suda of the beginning of Yom Tov on Sukkah. So you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Is that Suda taking place in the Sukkah? Is that not taking place in the Sukkah? Rashi clearly learns that the Suda is taking place in the Sukkah, because he said, at least initially, because the Gemara asked, well, you know, how do you do that? Isn't there a problem about Tosfos? He understands that that was the question of the Gemara. I just want to work it into the words of the Gemara. Other Mishonim disagree, so we said, no, it could take place in the Sukkah. The conclusion of Rashi, it seems, where the Chochma Shlomo learns, it's not. At the end, it doesn't take place in the Sukkah, right? So let's just see it in the Gemara, this, or one moment. The Gemara asks, let's find the words, V'od Amr Belezer, right? We read it yesterday. I'm sure you know this, I just want to crystallize it. What was the kasha? What's the Gemara asking? Okay, on the one hand, Rabbi Elazar says that if you didn't, the long of the line of the Mishnah, the deeper of the Mishnah on which this Gemara's question is being asked, is the line, right? So it's going on, Rabbi Elazar introduced the concept of tashlumen. You can make up a missed meal from the first night, right? When? On Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara asks, well, how do you do that? The whole sheet of Elazar seems to be a sukkah-oriented din. 14 meals you have to eat. I would underline the way we're learning it now, but sukkah. You have to eat the meals in the sukkah. So, and the way Rashi learns, so what in the world good does it do to have some kind of extra meal on Shmini Atzeres? It doesn't take place in the sukkah. In fact, Rashi says it can't take place in the sukkah because the problem about tosin. Right? That was the kasha of the Gemara. The way Rashi learns, it's a simple meaning of the Gemara. How does a meal, the assumption was this meal is taking place not in the sukkah, because Shmini Atzeres, not only don't we eat in the sukkah, we can't eat in the sukkah. Again, the fact that we do eat in the sukkah, most of us today on Shmini Atzeres, is for other considerations based on the Gemara much later. But let's say in Eretz Yisrael again, okay, on the Deraisa level. So the Shaila becomes, what is the Gemara's kasha against the Elazar was, how does being mashlim this suda on Leil Shmini Atzeres, the assumption being it's indoors, how does that take care of what you were concerned about, 14 meals in the sukkah? In other words, if you're not in the sukkah anyway, it's not going to help you get to your total of 14 meals in the sukkah. So for that, Amar Bir, that's Bir responded to that. The way Rashi learns, no, it's talking Rabbi Elazar was chozer. Okay, he was chozer. He doesn't require these 14 meals in the sukkah. Now we saw some say he still requires to eat those meals, but it's not a sukkah-oriented thing. The answer is, in a chanami, you'll eat indoors, but the ikkar, the way the Chochma Shlomo learns it, is that there is no food, just the first night. The first night is learned from what? The Zer Shabbai Matzah, Matzah, the Chiyuv Achila. So his point was, once Rabbi Elazar was chozer, he was chozer to say, what? The issue is really Achila. So Mimele, you can make up one Achila with another Achila. The fact that it's in the Sukkah, that wasn't the ikkar. That's what Rabbi Elazar was chozer, right? So therefore, where does the extra meal end up being? Indoors, right? That's the way Rashi learns. It could be that's what Tosa Rosh learned also, but for a different reason. Tosa Rosh says also the meal's indoors, but he could still say it's a makeup for a different reason. He compares it to a person who forgot the daven, or whatever, he missed davening on Friday afternoon, he can make it up with two Shabbos, one essay is a minor, or vice versa. If he did daven mincha Shabbos afternoon, make it up with two weekday Shmonesa. You know, I didn't miss a weekday Shmonesa, I missed a Shabbos, right? So he said, you know, I didn't miss a meal. But that's the Tosa Rosh. But according to Rashi, understand the question and answer the Gemara. According to the other Rishonim that we saw, the Tosas read and another Rishonim say, no, this meal would have to be in the Sukkah. Why isn't it Baal Tosaf? So we kretch different terutzim. I don't say kretch, so we gave different terutzim, right? That since your motivation was not to add, but there's a makeup, it's not Baal Tosaf, whatever reason, but you taka eat in the Sukkah. According to them, the question of the Gemara was, against the Belezer, a different question. Okay, the question against Rabbi Elazar was, according to you, Rabbi Elazar, he's supposed to eat 14 meals. Look at the back of the Mishnah at the line of the Od Amr. I said this yesterday, but I don't know if I made it clear, so I'm spending a moment on it now. The Od Amr Elazar, Mishal Achalel Yom Tov Rishon Yashem Yom Tov Achon Shachar. You make it up. According to Elazar, what should it have said? We saw yesterday. What should it have said?
Anything.
Yeah, it could have been. Why did the Mishnah Elazar only mention the first night? He says you have to have 14, so let's have missed meal number 9, okay, on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, whatever it was. right? That should also have to be made up. Why do you single out just the first night? To that question, the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Elazar's chosid doesn't need 14. He only requires the first night. But where will that meal be made up? That'll be made up in the sukkah. It's baltosis or tirutzim. Why it's not baltosis? Right? But I just wanted to show you that those shitas line up. It impacts what exactly the Gemara's kasha was, what exactly the Gemara's teretz was, but Bira's teretz was. Okay, I don't know, maybe I did make it clear, but I just want to make sure you have that. Okay? Alright. So now let's go weiter. So the Gemara now asks, one second. Alright, so you make it up in the sukkah, in the house, wherever it happens to be. Machalka Yushan, fine. Wherever it is, how do you demonstrate that this is a make a meal? With a Shemoneh Esrei, I finish Shemoneh Esrei number one, and I say Shemoneh Esrei number two. I said a whole other Shemoneh Esrei. So obviously, the second one is a Tashlum for the first one, right? But here, Ella Ma Yashlin, okay? Ella Ma, what are you making up? Okay? Bimai, when we're asked. Bimai. Okay? Mashlin Bimai. Ilay Ma Berivta, if you're going to have a meal, so you're having a meal anyway, because it's what? Yantav Shemoneh Esrei. You're having a big meal anyway. You're having Yom Tov Shtika Sur anyway. In what way is it noticeable? And Rashi explains, Ilei Mabarift Komar. Tomar Shasudis Yom Tov Achim Hu Shusoy Belechem Beliftam Betzokhtu Dei Tashum and the Rishon. If you want to say that all this Suda that he's now having on Shmini Atzeres night, with the bread and with the condiments, okay, and other things that eats together with the bread, that that's a Suda for... If I tashlumen, so dosu de yoma ka'achil, says the Gemara. Well, my heke yesh kan shetela shum suru ishona. Halo dako lisur hayom. He has to eat today anyways. Okay, in other words, in what way is this a makeup? This meal is not a makeup meal. This meal is a meal in its own right for Shmini Atzeres. Right? This is, again, a technical question. So the Gemara answers, Elo, my, I'm sorry, let's read again. Mishalim b'mai, ilan rifta, suda the yoma ka'achil. That's the regular day's meal for that day. Elo my yashlim, yashlim and targima. You are mashlim with mine targima. I don't know what a good translated targima is. You know, like an appetizer or something, refreshments. You know, something that's not really part of the meal. Condiments, I don't know what other word there are. Okay, but I don't know what the right English translation exactly for meaning targima, but it means things which are not part and parcel of the standard, an extra food, right? That extra something with an extra dish, which is not really part, like I say, refreshments or dessert or something like that, appetizers. You know, sometimes they have appetizers which are not only for the beginning meal, but you eat like you go to the deli, you get appetizers, you know, appies, what do they call them, right? The appy department, right? So that's other types of spreads and stuff like that. Okay, we'll see what the chazal mean, but that's what mine targima is. In other words, you're yashu mine targima. Tanya nami hachim, hishu mine targima yotza, period. Okay, what's mine targima? He says, right, now how does that help? How does that help our problem? What was our problem? You're going to have a meal. You're going to say this is Tashlumen for the first time. What you, and again, we said Tashlumen is parallel to Tashlumen by Karbonos, right? So you're good, yeah. So, but now I'm bringing, in other words, by Karbonos, I'm bringing a whole different carbon, right? The carbon Chagiga that I'm bringing on Shmini Atzeres, right, because I didn't bring it at the beginning of Sukkot, is a carbon I otherwise wouldn't be bringing on Shmini Atzeres. So obviously it's a heker, that why? That is for Tashlumen purposes. But here, how is it noticeably having the meal? So says Rashi, after you finish that meal, the regular Yontif Shmini Atzeres night meal, then Yavir Parparos, Madonin Lefonim, you bring out extra dishes, some type of an extra delicacy, okay, or extra food, Kigon Peros, some type of fruit, or Kistin, Rikaflutos, Mabushalov, different types of some type of item. Which is extra, it's clearly not part of the meal that you just had. We're not talking now from Hillel's Bruchas perspective, okay, when we get to that point, but basically it's something else that's really not part of the meal. All of a sudden you bring out another course, another thing that indicative of the fact that this is for Tashlumen purposes. Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. That's Targimo. Okay, next question just tells you the word in Old French. Tanya Mehochi. It doesn't mean that you have now another meal with all bread and wash again. That would take be a shalom of his brachas. To go bench and then right away wash again and have another meal, that's not right. Why do you bench for? Right? Benching is, you know, if there was some break in between or something else, okay, but to go right after bench, you go wash again right away, that's a bracha shen tzviva, right? They don't make, it's an extra bracha for no reason. So that's not what it means, says Rashi. It's still part of the meal, but it's something that's extraneous to the meal, something otherwise wouldn't have. So says Rashi, okay? Im hishnu koshim kovas su the shniya b'lechem vasin, and Rashi's koshim. If later on, okay, not right away, but you had another meal, that would also be tashlum. It means you have to have some break. Rashi is saying that it doesn't mean it has to be meaning chagima. That's the tanya namihachi. Look again at the words, the mosaic of the words. Tanya namihachi, right? Im hishlum. That's the language of the Gemara, right? Tanya namihachi, im hishlum and chagima yotso. If, meaning there's another way to do it. What's the other way to do it? Have a whole other meal later on, a whole new meal. But that's not feasible for everybody for rare reasons, a variety of reasons, including the fact that I might be hungry. Okay, so, but if you can do that later, you want to have another meal, which is clearly Shem Tashumen, again, parallel to Shmanesser, right? You say another Shmanesser, okay? As a matter of fact, the truth is, some suggest when you say a back-to-back Shmanesser, you don't say back-to-back, but you say a pasuk or something in between, right? So it's similar. Here, you make a break, you go for a walk, yeah. Again, that's not practical for most people, I would suspect. Even people like to eat a lot, but you had a whole yontif meal. Now half hour later, you have another yontif meal. Maybe, okay, you could do that. But the Gemara is saying you don't have to do that. It's sufficient with mine targima, some type of extra dish, an extra portion, extra food, then that would be good enough. Okay, that's the sugya. That's how you do the tashlum. All right? Okay, so now let's look at the sources. Okay, let's look in Tosis. Tosis is bothered by one technical point. I'm going to tell you, you know, not about the rules here. Okay, just in terms of defining mine targima, which as we'll see, comes up elsewhere. Look at the last Tosis on the page, right? Pirish Bekuntris, could go in Peros, a kiss in a kafutas b'mushalom. One of the examples Rashi gave of mine targima is Peros, you got a fruit plant. Okay, fruit. So Tosis says, the Efshalom are game. You can't say that. Fruit is not enough for mine targima. Fruit would not qualify as the mine targima of this Gemara, okay? The Harava Masi per Chesti Yuma, the Peri Lo Boy Sukkah. Rav is, at least one opinion in the Gemara and Yuma is that fruits don't, in general, have to be brought, have to be eaten in the Sukkah. If I have an apple on one day Chalamoyer and one day Yantif in the afternoon, I don't have to go into the Sukkah to eat the fruit. Okay? I don't have to go into the Sukkah to eat the fruit. Okay? The Diek Mehacha, and his Raya is from here. Okay? His Raya is from here. That the Gemara here requires Mine Targima, implying that he learns that Mine Targima doesn't include fruit. Rashi says over here in Sukkah that Mine Targima includes fruit, but Rava compares the two Gemara. He said Mine Targima is something else, not fruit. Misalkadat Paris boy Sukkah, Lishim Paris. Okay? If, why did the Gemara say Lishim Paris? You know, since it didn't say that, since it didn't bring fruit up, that's how Rava's Medayah. Vidachi ba'asho shrichi Paris. Okay, there was a dechia. You could say, well, no, maybe they didn't mention Peros because the place where Peros aren't already available. We can't relate to that today. But again, in certain parts of the world, in certain seasons, it's very hard to get fresh fruit. It didn't grow. Many fruits require a warmer climate to grow. Right? So, certain places, you couldn't really get fruits in certain parts of the year. So maybe that's what it's talking about. Why is Emo, Mine Targima, Nami Mine Perininu? Okay? On the other hand, though, you could say that Mine Targima does include Mine Peri. We call Mako Mashvidi Peri Lo Boy Sukkah Ein Ashon Welos Peris. Okay? However, if he thinks, however you define, you know, there's one issue whether Mine Targima, the phrase, the term, Mine Targima include fruits or not. Okay? But now Tosfos says, even if you want to argue that Mine Targima, the term, could include fruits, he doesn't think, Tosfos doesn't think that fruits should work here. However you define Mine Targima in general, okay, but it's not going to work with regards to Sukkah. Why? Ein Hashem Amuelas B'Peros. He says because if you don't need to go into the Sukkah for fruit, how can what you're making up? Remember, this extra portion, this extra dish you're having, is designed to serve as a makeup. So we learn, well, technically speaking, the makeup doesn't have to point to some Rishon. It doesn't have to be in the Sukkah. It can be indoors. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Right, it's, or they tell Sarashan that this, it's indoors, it's still makeup. But Tosis is of the opinion. But the food itself has to be something which is chashuv enough to have required sukkah would have been on sukkahs. And I'm not sure one could argue that Tosis is weighing in on the side of the Rishonim will hold that this meal has to be in the sukkah. Right? You could definitely say that, and I wouldn't argue that, but you don't have to, in my opinion. Since Tosis make a fuss and saying the food doesn't have to be in the sukkah, so it sounds like Tosis is saying that where is this makeup taking place? In the sukkah. like those Rishonim, and it could well be that that's a Shitatosis, but yeah.
Is it even more so if you hold on the, like Tosfot probably doesn't hold on the side that's like Tashuvin for Tefillah, because then there's no need to differentiate between
right, and so in any event, you don't have to. You could still raise Tosfot's question, even if you were to insist that the meal doesn't have to be in the sukkah because it's Shmiat Tzeres, it's a part of Tosfot, whatever. You don't hold like those Rishonim. You hold more like Rashi, the simple reading with the Chol and Rashi. So you could argue that still, at least the food has to be something which is chashuv enough to require sukkah, had it been on sukkahs. Right now it's not on sukkahs. Enochan, I'm not eating the sukkah. True. Okay, you can take that either way. In any event, so what then is Minat Targima? Okay? Well, Minat Targima have gone Basar V'Dogim Ushar Dvarim Shemalavsim Bohemes HaPad. It's got to be a little more chashuv, like a piece of meat, a piece of fish, something that would ordinarily eat together with bread. Okay, now this is also a difficult phrase for us to relate to today, because a lot of times we eat without bread. I was at a bar mitzvah last night with some of the rabbis from Rosh Yeshiva here from YU. So, Rabbi Chanan Adler, his son became a mitzvah, he made last night at a bar mitzvah. So, we're sitting at the table, and I happen to notice that at the end of the meal, and whenever we have to dance, after the boy said his Tikkun Torah, not one bread, and then rolls, you know, at each, challah rolls at each set, not one person washed. You know, not one person, because you want to leave or whatever, you ate a little bit. So, a lot of times, the chassos, not everybody washes. I don't want to go into that. I think that there's value to washing for a different reason. Okay? I think Ibn Lichtenstein's Chalav Racha, you know, once said, you know, it's true, you know, perhaps you don't have to bench, you know, so why would you want to lose the opportunity to become mitzvah the rice of Bichtel Muslims? Of course, you should have bread. Like, and as he ate the bread because he wanted to become the mitzvah benching. But anyway, be that as it may, my point in here is that today, a lot of times people have a meal without bread. Okay, it's not uncommon. I think raises brachas problems with it. And I'm as guilty as the next person. But Lamaisa, people always eat bread. But one time, bread was always eaten with a regular meal. If you had a snack, you had an apple, you didn't have bread together with it. Okay, you had a candy bar, if there were such things as candy bars, you had nuts or something like that, you didn't have bread with it. But if you had meat, fish, vegetables, you had bread with it. So that's why it's called Lalafesh Vosapas. Again, that's one of the reasons why the broch on bread, patas everything, when they make hamotzi, right? So anyway, so Tos says, what is Minei Targima? Have a boser, you go boser, the dogim, ushar, dvarm, shumalafsim, and it's a pas. Okay? That's what Minei Targima. So the Lachokas, Tos says, it's got a little more than a fruit. Rashi said the fruit, toast of the fruit's not enough. Perhaps it's not enough because it doesn't qualify as Minei Targima or whatever, however Rabba learned the sugya. But even without that, the Yotzeh Divrei Tosfos is that it's got to be something a little more chashu. Let's take a look at it. And then at the end, Tosfos want to talk about the end of this year. He says, but if ain't a little more mikan, she'o'ilo Minei Targima lahashlim shalosh shudas shel Shabbos. He says, Tosfos says, don't think from here that Minei Targima works here to be qualified as quote unquote a meal, right? Making up for the missed meal on the first night of Sukkot, according to Elazar, right? Again, of course, you don't have to eat this whole discussion, though, because you don't have to make up a missed meal. But according to Rabbi Elazar, you're making it up. So Minei Targima qualifies as a meal. The Tos says, okay, it does. And now Machlokes Rashi knows exactly what Minei Targima means, but whatever Minei Targima means, it qualifies as a meal for this purpose. Tosu says, don't make the mistake now of jumping and saying, well, if Minei Targima qualifies as a meal for in terms of making it up that you missed on the first night of Sukkot, then certainly, or not certainly, but it should also qualify as a meal for Shabbos, for three meals of Shabbos. So it says, don't say that. Okay? Don't think that however we define Minei Targima, okay, whether it's fruit, whether it's meat and fish, and it works as a meal. Sorry, let's see the sheet, Rabbi. I think I do. Let's take a look. What's that? Oh, maybe it's the same dollar on top there.
It says number 3, but it's really number 4.
It says, but no, but I don't have an extra. You're right, but there was a mistake. Let me just see if that's the one.
I can just get it.
You know? Okay. So we're in the middle of it. Okay, anyway. So again, so Tosfos is saying, what Tosfos is saying here is that however we define Minei Targima, whether it means fish, whether it means meat, whether it means fruit, but even though the Minei Targima, says Tosfos, qualifies as a meal in terms of making up the missed Sukkot meal, Tosfos does not qualify as a meal for the third Shabbos meal. Don't make that mistake, says Tosfos. Why? The shiny hasam last line look inside. The alfina and the siv tos hayom gabe mon should not come pass. He says, the reason we have three Shabbos meals, the reason we have three Shabbos meals, we're up to 21, and we started yesterday. Okay. The reason why we have three Shabbos meals is based on Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara says we learn out from the fact that with regard to the mon and Shabbos, it says the word hayom three times in the pasuk. Just as a side point, there's another mention of the word hayom, and that's why there's one shita that says you have to have four meals on Shabbos. I don't know if everybody knows that. Okay, there's a fourth. Kind of, it basically says that the three times hayom means during the daytime. It doesn't include the night meal. That's Rav Chidka. Have you ever heard of this one?
Oh, but that's separate from Lava Malka?
Separate from Lava Malka, on Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
There are some chassidim and some others who hold that you have, you know, there's one sheet in the Gemara, it's not chassidim, the Rav Chidka, there's a sheet in the Gemara that says, when it says three times hayom, there's no other mention of hayom, how they learn the pasuk hayom, the three times during the daytime. Exclusive of the night meal. So it's a four altogether, the night plus three during the day. So they have an extra suda called Suda Samchitka. I don't know how many people do it. I guess during the summertime it's doable. You know, in the wintertime it's neither trick, you know, to be able to get. I personally have enough trouble eating Shal Suda in my shul in the wintertime with the three meals, you know, because you just finished lunch, you know. Okay, so I told you this once before. Another Mishnah Berurah says, in terms of Shal Suda in general, quotes a pasuk in Kohelet, Hachacham Einav Barosho. A wise person looks ahead. You know, you have to eat Shal Shudas to have one less plate of kugel, or one less bowl of chomps for lunch. You know, so, all right, I don't go with that problem right now. I'm not saying, you know, I'm as guilty as the next person here. But be that as it may, but the point is, says Tosfos over here, the whole mucker for Shal Shudas, the concept of three Shudas on Shabbos, it has to do with the mun. The mun had the status of pas. Okay? So therefore, it says Tosfos, look at the last line, Had Yafirim Itziv Tvas Ayom Gabi Mun Shmokom Pas. Okay? So therefore, Tosfos says, Shalosh Shuvos, you have to, three Shabbos meals, all have to have pas, all have to have bread. Okay? Because the mun was like bread. Never mind this meaning Targim or stuff. That's no good. That's Tosfos here, sir. At the end of the shiur, we'll come back to that, but that's what he said. And Vafilo Bonal Shon, so nothing with pears can appear to Lo Mahani Gabi Sukkah. And then Tosfos at the end, and even if you want to insist that no, Mine Targima, just like it qualifies as a quote-unquote meal, as a makeup for the missed meal of first night of Sukkot, it also qualifies for Shal Shudas. But either way, fruit doesn't work. Tosfos sticks to his guns. Tosfos, fruit doesn't work. Maybe we'll talk about meat and fish, we can entertain that. So again, we'll go into greater detail though. Let's just take a look at source 22. Okay, the Orchaner on this Tosfos says, you know, he's bothered a little bit by the fact that what Rashi wasn't aware, Tosfos says, Mine Targima doesn't include Peros, based on that Gemara and Yuma. And Aruch HaNeir says, what, Rashi didn't know the Gemara and Yuma? So he says, again, I don't want to make too big a fuss about this, but he says, Yesh Lomah, the Rashi, Ratzel, the first, Gamler, B'Yirmiyah, the Mash, and Shilay Shom, the Peri Boy, Sukkot. And Rashi mentioned fruits in depth. Tosfos quotes Rava, the deer from here, but there's another opinion. So Tosfos, the Aruch HaNeir says, Rashi mentioned fruit in deference that opinion. He's not telling you how we pass it, how we don't pass it. Fruit is either minitargim, it's not minitargim, it's a machlokas over there, that's not my problem. If minitargim works, so if fruit works, fine. And he mentions it just as a possibility, right? He says, Rashi, look at the words, yes, the Rashi 22, Rashi, Rotzel, Lafarish, Gamler, Yerbia, the Mashman, the Shilay Shom, that same Gemara Numa, the Peri Boy Sukkum, the Chen Kosev Gam Gam Ritva, the Laman, the Mar, Peri Boy Sukkum, Haragam Peris, Bechal, minitargim. If you hold that Peris qualifies, a fruit requires a sukkah, so then it's included in here in a minute targima. Okay, and he says, I am the Baal Malchamas, the Harbin Rishon post of Yirmiyah, the Peri Boy Sukkah. It's not some wild shita no one ever heard of. Man in Rishon, I'm taught to hold that way. So the Archonair says, you don't have to jump down Rashi's throat for mentioning Peris. He's mentioned according to that shita, and Dafkir may hold like that, so that's why he brings it up. Okay, now let's look at the Mir 23. Okay, and the Mir again, Kedarko summarizes. Okay, the Miri says, Ella shall chatchil lefi perishenu, hayasoga shasuda haniskenet lel achon hu ola tashumen. Right, again, the Miri is a clear summary. He said, we originally thought that the suda that you're going to eat on the night of Shmini Atzeres is the makeup, can be the makeup for the missed meal on the first night. And v'hikshabah suda the yomehu, v'mahakeri again. We asked, what do you mean? That's the meal for Shmini Atzeres. That's not a makeup meal for the first night of Sukkot. That's the Shmini Atzeres. That's its own obligation, right? The tirits we saw yesterday, it's a separate gentleman in numerous regards. The tirits for Gemara, shalom be pasu suda. Shein l'dover heker. You're right. We're not talking about having bread and meat that looks like a regular suda and smells like a regular suda. It's a regular suda. You're right. That's no heker. It's not going to be noticeable. It's a tashulim. Okay. V'yomru shesuda sayomru. That the people just say that looks like the regular shmini atzeres. Ela b'mina tegim a klomar parpuro sumadanim. Okay. Some type of extra dish, condiments, refreshments, whatever, dessert, some type of thing you wouldn't ordinarily have. The low with Paris Levad, as Miriol says, low with Paris Levad, not just fruits either. Sharein Hashom Mashem Bukhiv Sukkah. So Miri is like Tosis, right? Miri says, can't use fruit by itself because the makeup cannot be with food that doesn't itself require Sukkah. And again, you want to hold that he, and the Miri does hold that way, right? We said yesterday that Machlokas, whether this meal is taking place in the Sukkah or not. Right? I expel Tosif, so we gave Tiritzim. So maybe he's saying it's got to be something to require Sukkah, or like I said before, no, he could even hold the meals taking place indoors, which the pastor certainly Rashi learns, but the food has to be something which would have required Sukkah had it been on Sukkah. He's saying, so I am bothered by Rashi. Okay? Tosif, same Kasha Tosif. Gedolah Arbonim means Rashi, right? The Miri, as we mentioned in the past, has nicknames to everybody. Okay, never refers to anybody by the, you just quote Gedolei HaRabbonim and Gedolei HaMechaber and Gedolei this and Gedolei that. So luckily in the more modern edition, on the footnote, it tells you on the bottom who it is. Right? So he's referring to Rashi here. Gedolei HaRabbonim is who Rashi mentioned Perush. Perush, and here Rashi meant fruits, but Seruv, Kisni, and Paparos, and maybe Lacha, Silat, Sudal, Tzadarogyo. Other fruit together with. Notice that Rashi didn't just mention fruit. Look back now in the Rashi. Okay? Look back in the Rashi. He says, Yavio, Parparos, Madan, Kigon, Peros, Vikistin, Vik. In other words, fruit among other things, not fruit by itself. That's how he gets that. He got up the cake and some fruit. Like very often we have dessert. So nowadays you bring out dessert. So for many of us to bring out cake, there's also always a few people at the table want to eat healthy, so bring out fruit, right? Okay, so that makes it pleasant to everybody. And then some of us have both, right? So that's what Rashi meant. So says the Meiri. Okay, let's look now in the Ritva. And I'm going to go through this quickly because it just, it's important to be shown, but it's not a major point. Okay, the Ritva mentions Lofima Shekharashi L'Yom Tov Achon Lav Davka. Okay, that's what we said was the question of when this makeup is. I don't want to go into that now. Let's look a few lines down. Okay, yeah, he says. See what it says. Veleka lemeimar, the third line, 24. Veleka lemeimar sheik ba enu miyad achar mizona kishiyigmo brachoso the hashda minkiro. Da came the daitel achila mikar v'yachal le'afla achar mizona niftar brachas apasol eboy bruchi. This is a brachas issue, like I said before. You can't have an extra thing, an extra meal, let's say. Let's say you have a meal, and now I have to have a makeup meal. Again, parallel to the Shemon Esrei Tashlumen. I said the Shemon Esrei for Meir, and now I'm going to say it right away, the Shemon Esrei for the Mis Mincha. Right? But the Ritva is saying, don't do that by a meal. Because you bench, and you know you're going to have this other meal right away. So that's an extra brocha, so no reason. There has to be some sort of a break. You know when this comes up sometimes? Some people, based on the Ramah, have on Shavuos, they have two meals by lunch. Okay? Because one milchig and one fleishig, the whole Shavuos milchig issue. Okay? Shtei alechem to the breads. Okay? So some people have a milchig meal first, obviously, and then a fleishig meal after. There should be a break in between. You can't right away. Or, for example, in the rare years, it hasn't come up for a while, but when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, anyone remember that in your lifetime? It's not that long. It's a whole tumult. What do you do when Erev Pesach lands on Shabbos? What's the problem? So you can't have matzah because we have a din not to eat matzah and Erev Pesach. Some people are ready from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Some people are ready from Purim. Don't eat matzah. So you're not going to eat matzah. You can't eat bread after 10:22 or whatever the time is that year. So how are you supposed to eat your Shabbos lunch? You can't wash on matzah. You can't wash on bread. How do you have pasta Shabbos? It's one of the big problems of that day. So many shuls have an early minyan. Everyone davens at 6:30, or whatever, 7 o'clock. You come home and you have lunch. 9 o'clock with your or 9:30 with bread before the zman. So that's all good. But lunch. What about shalosh shuls? Okay, you're gonna get in two meals at that point. That's right. Yeah, you can get in two meals. You daven very early, and now I'm gonna have two meals. But you don't have two meals right in a row. That's a brachas problem. So you make a break, you go for a walk for half an hour, you learn for half an hour, you just... Anyway, that's what the Ritva is driving at here. Anyway, getting back to the main issue here, okay? That's the word I wanted to see on line 5. Marbe bebrachos bechinam. You're increasing brachos for no reason. For bechinam is free, right? For the also asos, you can't just say extra brachos for no reason. Okay? So therefore, lahachay parishna do me'achag mias mashim lo min tagima la'achah brachas hamazon la'alta the minkim milsa. You can have other min tagima. Okay, the hashda enemar bebrachos bechinam. The filo achla la'achah kol mazono. He said, why? If I have my fruit, my min tagima, that I can have after benching. Why? Because even if I ate dessert, this is the whole brachas shayla with dessert. Many people say, bring out fruit. We assume lahalacha that because, as I said before, fruit is not something that normally has with pas, okay, with bread. So even if you haven't yet benched, you have to make a separate, does anyone know where this thing? Right, you're supposed to make a separate bracha on the fruit for dessert that's not covered by that motzi. You don't have to say bracha on it. Bench is going to cover everything. But if you have a Shabbos meal and you had challah and then you started off with gefilte fish and you had soup and you had chicken and kugel and spring beans, whatever else, okay? And now they bring out fruit to dessert, you have to make another bracha on fruit. So says the Ritva, if that's the case, you can even have it after the benching. That's not an extra bracha, because even before benching you have to make a bracha. That's okay. And it actually says, it actually says, Mini Targima is the end, what I really wanted to get at, okay? Again, the Ritva is also I want to mention, even though I don't want to stress it, but according to the Chazorah, that the way the Ritva, another Rishon learned, when it said that Rabbi Lez was chozer, remember he's chozer, you don't have to eat 14 meals, you only have to eat meal the first night. If that's the case, when, let's say you missed the first night, when can your makeup be? What would you say? Let's think of the parallel we discussed yesterday, Karbonis. If you didn't bring the Chagiga the first day of Sukkot, when can you bring the Chagiga? Any day of Sukkot, right? Including the Chiddush is that what? Even on Shmini Atzeres. But of course, you can bring the second day, the third day, etc. So, according to the way the Ritva and others learn, that the question and the Chazorah of Rabbi Lezer was on the din of 14 meals, and now he says you only have to have the first night. The Tashlumen doesn't have to be on Shmini Atzeres. I mean, it's obvious, but that's what he was talking about. The Tashlumen has to be, can be when? Anytime. And if it's, of course, during Sukkot, where does it take place? Havada takes place in the Sukkot. Shiloh, what happened to Shmini Atzeres? Does it also take place in the Sukkot? We discussed yesterday. But if it's on Sukkot, it takes place. Again, it's obvious times what we said yesterday, but now let's look at the last three lines in the first paragraph. Says the Ritva also, Umine Targima Elo Enam Peros, the low boy Sukkah, Shaina Bedin, Shiasa Shom, Elo Adorim, Shechad Mesukkah. Again, even if it's on Shmini Atzeres, even if it's not taking place in the Sukkah, okay, the Tashlumen should not be on food, which wouldn't have required Sukkah to begin with. Okay? Elo Adorim, Shechad Mesukkah. And so on. Okay, that's what the Ritva says again, like we then he mentions also in that last paragraph again about Shalashudas. Mikan Dittiku Mitzas Raboseno at Tsarfasim, some of our French colleagues, okay, the Rabbanim from Tsarfas, Shasuda Shlisha Shul Shabbos Ev Shalasos Bergman Tagim Kishem Shamashim Khan. Just like here it qualifies as a meal, so too over there, and Shalashudas would qualify as a meal, but Baruch is not correct. Okay, the Hakishi Tashwoman Lo Efshem Rifta. He said here it's a little differently. He doesn't mention like Kosas mentioned about the mon, okay, but he mentions a different reason. He says, why is it that Shal Shudas should be different? Because why are we not having bread in this here makeup meal? What did we just learn? Think it through. We dafka want to show what? A heker. Want to show that it's not part of the Yom Tov meal, the Shmini Atzeres meal. So on Shmini Atzeres night, or even on the Chol HaMoed Sukkot, you know, when you're having a makeup, no one will know that it's a makeup, because people think what? It's that day's meal. Shmini Atzeres night, I have to eat a meal anyway for Yom Tov. So it's not, there's no heker, there's nothing noticeable that it's a tashlumen. Memela, that's why you don't have bread. So in other words, we're stuck, sort of. The Mine Targima is, the way that it was learning, the Mine Targima is almost a must. Okay, now I said before, you have an option, or if you want to delay. According to Ritva, perhaps not. According to Ritva, even if I delay and add another meal, could be I'm having another meal because I am hungry. Right? It has to be something where there's a heker. So you can't compare that to Shalosh. It's that, nothing to do with it. Right? You follow the thing of the words inside now. He says, the second line of the second paragraph. Okay? The hacha she tashlumen velo efshur berifta. You can't do it with bread. Why? Delo minker milsa. It's not noticeable, like Philip said. So therefore, other lo min tagima. You have this other tagima business, other appetizers, other desserts. Avahasim su the shlishes chova yikishtan or shomitz chayavus bepas. The third Shabbos meal is a chiyah, like it's not a makeup, it's a chiyah, like any other, like the first two. V'nafkam, he just says here, v'nafkam mitzit tos ayom, mikra, he mentions ayom, he doesn't mention the month. He tos the diyuk was, the word is learned from the month is pas. It's not a divorce, it's not arguing, it's just a different angle. Umi chilek b'nei, who says, what difference is there in the pasuk between the first two Shabbos meals and the third Shabbos meal? Everyone seems to read the first Shabbos meal after bread, second Shabbos meal after bread. But Shal Shudas, we have this discussion. Says the Bitor, what discussion? It's learned from the same source. So we need for the first, you need also here. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara Tzubas about a man providing for his wife. Muslim includes three meals. Now he said, Olinian Kiddush. You might tell me, what a minute, 1 minute, there is a noticeable difference between Shal Shudas and the other two Shabbos meals, namely Kiddush. No Kiddush Shal Shudas, right? No, make Kiddush Shal Shudas. So that is a difference between the. He said, no, that's a different thing. Linen Kiddush, Kaiva the Kiddush, Chovas Hayom, or Chovas Sudam. Kiddush is not to do with the meal. Kiddush is a din in Shabbos. If ne Kiddush Hayom Tiknu, what's the pasuk? What's the source for Kiddush? I don't know what the source pasuk is for Kiddush. I don't know, Gorm Psachim, Kuvah, Zohar, Es Yom, HaShabbos. Lakacho, that's the more source for the mitzvah of making Kiddush. So that's not to do with meal. Okay, it's Kiddush Hayom Tiknu. The Chachamim, okay, instituted, we do it where? Kiddush b'makom suda. So it looks in a little bit like a suda there, but it's not really. Okay, it's attached to a suda. But really, Kiddush by itself is a mitzvah in its own right. Okay? Matter of fact, most assume that, you know, we got on Friday night in shul, and you say the bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei, the Kaddish HaShabbos, you yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush, the Raisa. Already. Even a Chachamim is said to do it over wine, but the Suda, but strictly speaking, in the midst of Kiddush Hayom, Yotze, when you don't marry, it's the same bracha, bracha Hashem, the Kaddish Shabbos. Right? Okay, anyway, so he said, ain't Kiddush not Rabbi Laila. He says, that's the din in the beginning of Shabbos. He's afraid that Mar says, when do you make Kiddush? When the day becomes Kaddish, which means when? Friday night, in the evening, right? If you didn't make an evening, but if you're supposed to make an evening, Kiddush Hayom, the Kiddush during the day, okay? Kiddush Hayom Drabbanah. The fact that we make Kiddush also by lunch, that's only Drabbanah. And what is that whole Kiddush, by the way, during the day? What is it? Forget the Psukim. What's the Kiddush? Bar Pergavon, period. Which is, if I would have wine right now, I'd make Bar Pergavon. Right? It's not Kiddush. We call it Kiddush. As a matter of fact, we call it, what do we call the daytime Kiddush? Kiddush Harabah. What is it? Kiddush Harabah. What does Kiddush Harabah mean? Yes, so what does it mean, the great Kiddush? What is that? It's a euphemism. It's a euphemism. It's not the great Kiddush. It's the insignificant. It's the comparatively insignificant. We don't want to diss that Kiddush. So we call it Kiddush Rabba, or the great Kiddush. Not so great. The main Kiddush is Friday night. Okay, the Kiddush during the day is just a Bar Pergav. And now we attach all kinds of psukim, fine. Okay, but the actual text of Bar Pergav, which I decided to make right now. Okay, if I have grape juice or wine. All right, so you can call it Kiddush Rabba, fine. But he says, that's Mesudas Shachris, right? Just a bit, I said, Kiddush Hayom Dabar because I'm in the chut. Mashma the Machayba Besuda Shlishes, Shalachibel Betchilis Kiddush Hayom, the Han Besuda Shachri, just in the morning, fine, Bechain Das Man Yona, the Yesh Machayba and the Kaddish Bo, the Bidvar Kaddish, there is some people say after they say Kiddush, we'll see later, the Rambam implies maybe, he says you have to have wine, he doesn't quite say you have to have Kiddush, but anyway, some say you do make Kiddush, but you just say Bar Perkov, fine, I don't want to, we get the idea, can't have payers. Let's take a look in the Rosh, 15, 25 is the Rosh, but since we have the Rosh in Gemara, always better to see it inside. So let's turn now to the Rosh, here in our Perek, it's Perek Beis, Simon Yud Gimel. And basically he's doing, my edition is page Yud Gimel, in the page of the Rosh, everyone doesn't have the same edition, but, okay. Let's find it. Just a moment. What did I say? Apparently, Simon Yud Gimel, yeah. Rabbeinu Meir. See it, Rabbeinu Meir, I am not good. Where is it? Just tell me, second column?
I see.
In our edition, my edition is the second column of the fifth one. But Rabbeinu Meir, Hoya Nizar, remember, I showed you the Meiri, The Miri said that some people are makbid even to eat fruits in the sukkah. So the Rosh, in the fourth line, they added, look inside. Rabbeinu Meir hayan nizur melechol peris chutz l'sukkah. Rabbeinu Meir, now anyone know who Rabbeinu Meir is that the Rosh is referring to? Okay, so one of the great Rishonim, Rabbeinu Meir Rutenberg, or Meir of Rothenberg, was one of the, sort of considered, I guess, maybe the last of the Balei Tosfos, in a way. Okay, Rabbeinu Meir of Rothenberg, he was a major posek. We have, I don't know, thousands of tshuvas from him in Pesach Halacha. He was the one who, at the end of his life, was arrested for trumped up charges, and he spent the last part of his life in jail. And it seems, as the story goes, even after he died, they didn't release the body. Whole story. So that's Marami Rutenberg. Marami Rutenberg, Meir Rutenberg. So a number of the important Ashkenazi poskim, including the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Gos, Maimonides, and the Rama, very often quote him. Okay, so anyway, Rabbeinu Meir, okay, he says that there's some people like that. Like some of there's some Rishon who takur or makbid not eating fruit outside the sukkah, and he was one. Me and near the mucha chas mavil iperi boy sukkah. Hanukish shekoveya atzva achilas peros. Vashmini the keva did who have achilas arai the pas. Okay, so arai the peri lekam and the osa. Then he discussed an important point, which we're going to talk about in the later shiurim. Well, what way did he eat? Did he sit down and have, now we're going to have fruit? Or sometimes we grab a fruit, you know, you're running out of the kitchen, your wife's here, and you're eating something, so you grab an apple out of the fridge. You're not really koveya, it's a snack. Again, we've already defined the term, achilas arai, it's like a snack, as opposed to achilas kevah. So, Baram Rutenberg, okay, he said, by the Rosh, says that there's a difference whether you're sitting down and you're eating it or not. Okay, and then he quotes our Rebbe of parrots, and we saw on the sheets cost of dafka perilov asuka boser grino shard ram chutz very boy sukkah. And we'll whole discussion again as to what is in mini tagima, and you can read, you should read the rest of the Rosh yourself. Let's just skip to the end. Tosus kosu she'ein lahovi raya b'ashama sukkah the mini tagima ashama su the shlishi to Shabbos. Okay, and he quotes Tosus and he seems to agree with regards to shalosh shuvah. So that's the Rosh. Okay. One other sheet I want you to be aware of, and that is Tosim Psachim 26, and we'll finish up with this in terms of Psach. Okay, Tosim Psachim Kuf Zayin of Beis. See it in 26. Minei Targima, same discussion. Pirish Rashvan Peros Ubasar. Okay, the Rashvan, like Rashi, mentions Peros. But he also mentions Basar, like the Tosfos here. Below level. Below Nehira, Daminim with Osefta, the case of Arkham, Vilah Fun of Mini Targima, Mivarak Bar Minim with Zomers. Tosfos there quotes something that I didn't see that Rishonim here in Sukkah quoted, but I printed it because Tosfos there mentioned it. That elsewhere we have another, again, this term Mini Targima appears in a number of places in Shas. Okay, so Tosfos there says, based on the Gemara and Brachas, what is Vilah Fun of Mini Targima? Mivarak Bar Minim with Zomers. Mini Targima means foods on which you say mizonos, cake, cookies, right, and things that make a mizonos. That's Mini Targima. The ein mevarchim varmin mizonos ella al chameshes minim, something made from what are the chameshes minim? The five species of grain: wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Okay, cookies, cake, a pie, the things along those lines. That's what Mini Targima is. Okay, so according to this. Tosas, not only would fruits not qualify, but also what else wouldn't qualify? Basar and dagim, right? Again, we're talking about fruits with the sukkah. Okay, dafka mine targima means something in which you say barmi mizonos. Okay, and now he says, "Omir perk basar yuma." Tosas there himself and quotes the same Goran Yuma that Tosas here quotes. Ika chad shiruah dimishanim by saying, "My mine targima peri." There is a sheet that fruit does count. But okay, anyway. At the end of the day, we have different definitions of Mini Targima. Does it include fruit? Does it expand into meat and wine? Does it have to be someone which you say, bar and mizonos? Different sheetahs than Mishonah. How do we pass it in general? Again, we don't pass like this whole sugya because we don't pass it has to be a makeup. But in terms of what requires a sukkah, so that's a big discussion. So let's look in the Rambam. We've seen this before, but we'll see it again now with a different eye. Hilchos Sukkah, Paragraph Alachavav, 27. Ochlin, someone else want to read?
Okay. Mutter dich aus Mai, wo lach auf Peros Kurzer Sucker. Mich jach noch als Mord, wo ich dich Kurzer Sucker auf Ilumai im Harizem Shiva.
Excellent. So, first thing Rashi tells us again, as we spoke about, Rashi mentions here in Halacha Vav, remember I told you the other day, in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, what are you supposed to do in the Sukkah? Don't remember? What do you have to do in the Sukkah?
Live.
Everything. Talks about like, all these different things. But in terms of the absolute, that's why I talked to the list on what's a principal chiyuv, what's an adjunct chiyuv of sukkah, right? Here he says, you're not allowed to do anything outside. You're not allowed to eat outside. Achilas kevah, not okay. But for our purposes, what did he say about fruits?
Outside of sukkah.
Rambam weighs in on the side of those who say fruits do not require sukkah. Okay? Mutu lishto smayim alach operes chutz to sukkah. Umushi yachmar atzmo. Someone wants to be so mapping, not to eat a thing outside the sukkah, go ahead, raise him a shubah. Okay, that's nice, you should. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch, Paskin is that way as well, so in Tov Reish Hametesiv Beis, Ochlin v'shosim v'yishenim v'sukkah kol shiva v'yim v'yom v'yim v'laylo v'yim v'yishenim v'chutz v'sukkah v'shiv, but more or less verbatim from the Rambam. Avu mutu lech ala chil azari, chutz v'sukkah v'kam ha chil azari, kebeitz on the class, fine. Umutu mutu lishtos mayim v'yayim v'lech ol peros. He says, look in the parentheses, Rambo, afilu kova alayim. Not like that Rush, who distinguished between whether you buy a kovei, and he says, fruits no matter what you can eat outside. That's Rambo. Okay, anyone know Dalad Ayin is there as well? See that on the second line, Das Atzmi, that's my own opinion. Okay, sometimes, a lot of times there are more quotes from others. Here he says my own opinion. Das Atzmi. Chut, in all those Atz are Chut Tzuka, fine. Umish Yachmal Atzma lo yishtet Chut Tzuka, for the Mayim raise the Meshubach, like the Rambam says. Okay, now he adds, the Tavshil Ha'osr Mechamishas Minim, a dish which is made out of the Chamishas Minim. Okay, getting back to that post I'm talking, in Koveh Alav Choshev Kevetzor of Sukkah, that you need a sukkah for. Now the Ramor, it goes now to talk about sleeping. So that's not our topic today. He says, why we're makel not to sleep. He says, because in our country, the Ramor lived in Poland, in Krakow. You can still go to the Ramor shul in Krakow. He was there at the time. Okay, so, actually very small, as it happens. But anyway, maybe he's done too slowly, I don't know.
I guess
so. It wasn't busy with Balabatim, right? Right? Yeah. Not too many congregants to worry about. Anyway, but the it talks about that. We'll have to see about that another time about sleeping in the sukkah. Why the minig, at least around these parts, is that most people talk about don't sleep in the sukkah. If you can, you should. I mentioned it in the past. I do. Okay, but anyway. Now, the Mishnah Berurah. But anyway, what comes out is what I really want to show you. Was that you don't have to have fruits in the sukkah. That's what we wanted to get to. According to the Rambam and according to the Shulchan. And the Rambam says, even if you're a Kovei Asuda, you made more food, you still don't have to have a fruit in the sukkah. But if you want to be Machmer, then Tavol HaBrocha. I always like to tell a story here that I read once in the name of Shulchan Zalman Arbach Zalman HaBrocha, who was a great posek. Yerushalayim died, what about 15 years ago, 20 years ago? I'm getting older already, more than 20 years ago. Okay, so then Rishon Zalman Arbach was a Rashi Yeshiva in Bayit Vagan called Kol Torah, one of the major poskim in Yisrael in the late 1900s. So Rishon Zalman Arbach said that he was always machmer for this Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, not to even drink water outside the sukkah. But I mention this to you because it's a good lesson in how we machmer. Many people like to be machmer, and it's fine. But he said like this, have you ever gone to the Kosel Amaravi in the summertime? I know you haven't been to Kosel Amaravi in the summertime. That whole plaza, I mean, it's boiling hot. It's boiling hot. Sometimes they set up in the back water. It's almost dangerously hot. It's just because it's a whole open plaza and the sun's beating down. And Eretz Yisrael, Sukkot time, Sukkot September, even in October, it's still, I have a friend I just saw at Meyer last night. He just came back from Eretz Yisrael. He was in Yerushalayim in the 90s this week. You know, we had 90 weather here a couple of days ago, right? It was very, very hot. So it could be hot on Sukkot. So Shlomo Zalman used to go sometimes to the Kosel Amaravi on Chalamayim. I didn't live, he lived in Shari Chesed. But he would go during the Chalamayim to the Kosel Amaravi. And he said it was always very hot. But he didn't drink anything because of this Ram and Shulchan Aruch. Because Machmir not to drink. Because now they have Sukkot built over there, in the back, by the way. I've never been there on Sukkot. I was there on Sukkot when I was in Yeshiva 40 whatever years ago. But since I've never been to I've seen pictures. They have sukkahs in the back, but I guess in that time, Shlomo Zalman told me they didn't have it yet. And so he's always choshesh. And then he thought to himself, one second, but I'm uncomfortable, and that is a lack in the midst of Simchas Yontif. So he says, in order to get a chumrah of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch by not drinking water, I'm sacrificing perhaps a mitzvah d'oraisa to be comfortable, happy, and simply sotah. I'm uncomfortable. See, it makes no sense. So therefore, you pack and take a drink. That's the Rosa. You ever see that? It's a very fascinating point. It's a good lesson about a chumrah. Okay? You want to be makhra is one thing, but you say, wait a minute, how can my chumrah, which is tavel of bracha, it's a good chumrah. I try to do this myself. I'm not taking anything away from it. But if you're really thirsty and you are somewhere in sukkahs, and, well, I better not because I'm not near a sukkah, but you're so uncomfortable that now it's impinging on your simcha of yantiv, so then that makes it simple yantiv, it takes place. Interesting idea. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah discusses at some length here in Tafrei Shamates, in Tezvav, and Tezayim. I hope you had a chance to look at it. What is, in terms of foods made out of the chameshes minei dogam, right, the cake and stuff like that, does it require kriya? What does kriya mean, right? Since it's quite tezvav in 29, right? Sha'ochon bechabura, okay? Eat it with a group of people. You're sitting down, you're having a cup of coffee and some cake with a group of people. That's called kriyas, as opposed to running out and grabbing some out of the fridge and you run outside to hop into the car to catch a bus or something. Oh, sha'ochon shir chashim shekabur. You eat enough that it's a, even if you're not sitting down with people, but you eat enough that it's a kriyas, okay? And it discusses under what circumstances you say leisher basukah. Okay, he says even if you have to eat in the sukkah, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Kohen as well, you don't have to make a leisher basukah. There's actually some form of kriyas. Okay, and he says even basar dogim and cheese and things like that, if it's bekriyas, you shouldn't eat it outside the sukkah either. So again, you look this over, read this over, just to see in terms of psak halacha. You know, it's not a halacha shir, but we should just be aware of the of what the din is. In Sukkot and Tazayin, he talks about what's called pasal b'kisnin. Anyone know what pasal b'kisnin is? Yeah.
It's like things that are like cake is pasal b'kisnin.
Right. So
flour.
It's similar to bread in what sense? Made with flour and water, right? The difference. It's basically three different definitions of pasal b'kisnin. One is what we call flatbread, like Melba toast, or perhaps matzah.
They get a milga pizza.
Yeah, that's a milga. But it's very hard bread. And sometimes you go to a restaurant, they bring you a little wicker basket with different things. So some of these flat, that they call flatbread,
like
Melba toast, these kinds of things. So that's possible because in one opinion. A second, we're mocking for all three. Another definition of possible kissing is to have the same flour and water as a base, but there's a filling inside. A cherry pie, like a pie, or a hamantash, or something like that. That's got, again, the outside is like bread, right? But the inside has got fruit or stuff, you know, fillings. And the third thing is where the flour itself is baked, not just flour and water, but they put in sugar and then other things. It depends how much. I don't go into that whole thing now, but that's what Tosfos discusses here in terms of the sukkah. Okay. I'd count in terms of that. Okay, we're clear now. You look over the Mishnah Berurah and just if you want to see the din. I just want to end, before we do some of the parasha, since the Tosfos and the other Shulchan brought it up, just to know what the din is by Shalosh Shuvos. I know this is not really a sukkah issue, but since we touched upon it and Tosfos here brings it up, so let's see what the din is by Shalosh Shuvos. Okay, the third Shabbos meal, because it comes up, it's no gay. Okay, especially I say now it's not so much no gay in the summer, but in the winter time it becomes no gay when the minute is at 4 o'clock, you know, and we just finished lunch. So let's see. There's a Tosfos in Yuma Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. That's 31. That's the sugya which our Tosfos here quoted. Right. So what did Tosfos say? Let's look inside. Perek Hayoshim. Tosfos there quotes our Gemara. Sukkah comes on. Gabim Hishim Yudal Tzudah Shechayu On Alechol Besukah When Itagim Yotz. A Pirush Rashi. You know, Peros, the Kisnim, the Kaflutos, the Roshon, different types of vegetables and fruit. The Hacham Ashma Dimin Itagim Alav Peros Nihu. Okay. And Tosfos is consistent. Tosfos there in Yuma says what he says here in Sukkah. The simple reading of that Gemara, at least according to one opinion, Rava, is what? That fruit don't require fine. But for our issue right now, Bitzorach Lizor B'Sholos Sudas Elu. I'm sorry, let's go on. The A Lilo Rikan, Shayodam Nitagim Lashim Sholosu Shal Shabbos, Midama Hacham Hishim Nitagim Yotzel. Don't equate the two. Even though Minitagim, it's not the same thing. The shiny horse, and you'll feel under the cost of Tlosos Manim Hayom, Gabe Mon, Jerokum Pass, Bafiru Haba Amina, the Nothing with Gimel Sudas in the Tagiba, Kabogabe Sukkah, we call Mokum, a Peri Lo Nothing, the Loma Haninam in the Sukkah. So Tosos is actually the same. Tosos Yoma is the same as the Tosos here. And that's, yeah.
If you've established that all three meals are the same, and Kiddush isn't really initial
right,
factor.
Right.
Why has there been no mention of meals 1 and 2 being with meaning to our human?
Very good. So let's take a look. We're going to say it from the other way. So let's look at the Rambam, Hilcha Shabbos. Perek Lama, Olof and Tess. Chayav Odom Lechol Shosh Sudos B'Shabbos Achas Arnes V'Achas Shachris V'Achas B'Mincha. Right? In evening, morning, afternoon, doesn't pass me with Chizka. The Tzorach Li Zoyer B'Shosh Sudos Eilu Shali Yivchos Le'en Klal. Okay? You should not have less than three meals of Shabbos. V'Afilu Oni Am Hispanif Menat Stokke Soin Shalosh Shudos. Even a poor person has to have money and spend money on Shalosh Shudos. The only thing is, he says, the guy is sick, because he ate too much, or whatever. We mentioned this the other day, he enjoys not eating, then potter mishal shulis. But here is the line, and Phil will address your issue. V'tzorach likvoach kol sudos mishal shalayayim. You have to have wine. Okay, now that again, some people learn that it means you have to make kiddush by shal shulis. That was that, not my issue, huh? But v'litzoach al shteki karos. You have to make hamotzi on two rolls, like a mission. Answer your question. What's the difference in the first, second, and third, according to the Rambam?
No.
Nothing. Okay, nothing. They all learn from the same source. That's the Pashuram. You have to have bread and this. And also, Chen Yom Tov. We discussed that too. He said you have to show. We discussed that at the beginning. Okay, with the Arbas Yisudas, how come it's in 15? We discussed that. But the Rambam says, that's it. Okay, you have to have rolls. I don't want to hear about many Tanhima. No, he answers your question by saying there is no difference. Okay, good. So that's it. Okay. It's a good question, but that according to the Rambam, no issue. Okay. However, there's a Tosaf Brachos from Tesla Beis. The Maslo Iboy Ochel Tosaf says Usuda Shlisha Shal Shabbos Hayam Mesupak Ri the Shema Iboy Lo Ochel Ami Tagino Ki the Pirshim in the Tam Ki the Amar Mesuda Sukkah. He quotes maybe as Shal Shudis you could have less than. You don't have to have pots. You can be yotze with mini targima. Okay, the reason is misupuk. Okay? Now, he says, Omiu, b'ksubas perak afal pi, that's a good part of b'ksubas, that's a good part of b'ksubas, that's a good part of b'ksubas, that's a good part of that one of the things a husband has to provide for his wife, again, it's ksubas, that's what it's about there, has to provide, you know, meals include for three Shabbos meals. In Cain, mashva the kuh on Shabbos, again, they're all equal, Friday night, Shabbos lunch, and Shabbos evening, are all the same, kuh on Shabbos. But oh, Cain, I'll finish my mom, I'm on the Shabbos, eh? Umil, if Acho Surah Vias, okay, or Shacha Shal Shabbos, lo hada le reisha, the vada yibay locha, hap Surah Vias klal. He said the discussion about Mine Targima is about the fourth meal. If you want to eat, let's say some people are hungry, right? Some people, you know, especially if you live, I talked about the Shabbos, the summertime around here in New York. So what's the latest to get, what's the latest shkia? About 8:30, 8:40. When you go to Detroit, we go to London, or further north, on Motzei Shabbos over till midnight, literally. Okay, it didn't start till 10 o'clock either, but you know, on Friday, so you know, you go out Friday night instead of Saturday night on the date. But in any event, the point being that, you know, so some places, you're hungry again, by even though you had to, so it could come up. That's what Tosis is. But again, the implication of Tosis is, in terms of the Chi of Paz, they're all equal. Okay? Yeah. However, there are Rishonim, including Tosis himself in Kuf Aleph and Aleph, Zemach Zatim and Bibi, who says that Shalosh Shudos maybe is different. Okay, now why should it be different? It seems to be learned from the same Makor and so on. There are a number of reasons why Shalosh Shudos might be different than the other meals. Okay, Shalosh Shudos, so to speak, is the extra meal. Okay, let's understand something. Friday night you would eat anyway if it were a weeknight, right? Well, Thursday night, tonight you have supper too. Okay, lunch you have anyway. But as a general rule, we don't eat at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, another meal, right, if you've had lunch. You don't eat until the nightfall, right? So therefore, there's some who learn that the chiyah of eating is to eat something, but it doesn't have to be pious. In other words, it shouldn't be less than a weekday meal, but Shalosh Shudos anyway. There is no weekday meal to compare it to. In other words, I would be eating Friday night, even if it weren't Shabbos. Would I eat supper Friday night? Yes. Would I eat lunch Saturday lunch, even if it weren't Shabbos? Yes. Would I have a meal at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos if it weren't Shabbos? No. I'm only doing it, l'shem, having Shabbos meals. In fact, there's some who suggest, I once saw, how come we refer to Shabbos? It's a funny expression, isn't it? Shalosh Sudas. The real technical word should be Suda Shlishis, Suda Shlishit, right? And now it's a sword, they call it Suda Shlishit. We call it in the Yiddish, Shalosh Sudas, right? Which is just a conglomeration of the word Shalosh Sudas. But it's not three meals. The words, you ever wonder about that? The word Suda Shlishis is more technically right. What do you mean Shalosh Sudas? It's not three meals. That's our question. Why do you call it Shalosh Sudas in the Yiddish? Yeah. Again, it's not a bomb kasha, but it's, some suggest, because the truth is that Shalosh, that's exactly the point. By eating the third Shabbos meal at 4 or 5 o'clock on Shabbos, if it would, ordinarily wouldn't be eating, I am indicating that my Friday night and Shabbos lunch meals, which I would have eaten anyway, but they were the covered Shabbos. The third Shabbos meal, retroactive, that's why it's called Shalosh Sudas. This is the meal that illustrates the chashivas of the other two meals. That's why it's called the Shalosh Sudas. That's what Chassidus is saying. I saw someplace, I don't know if it's a chat, but it's an interesting way of thinking. Okay, that the third Shabbos meal is megala. It reveals that my first, in fact, I even saw afterwards, someone says, and that's why you don't have to make Kiddush at the third Shabbos meal. Why don't we make Kiddush Friday night and Kiddush Shabbos lunch to come on second to have Kiddush with the meal? Because we have to identify this meal as what?
As Shabbos.
As a Shabbos meal. Again, if we're Friday night and we're Shabbos, I'm eating supper anyway, just like I eat every other night of the week. Lunchtime, I ate lunch the other day of the week, I eat lunch today also. What identifies the Shabbos meal? So many things, you have nicer dishes and fancier food. But okay, what halakhically qualifies this as a meal? I think of Salvation once said, it's not just Kiddush Malkum Suda, but Suda Malkum Kiddush. Right? The meal is elevated, the status of the meal is elevated into a Sudas Yontif or Sudas Shabbos by Kiddush. But Shalosh Sudas, you don't need to make Kiddush. Why? Because by definition it's already. Okay, anyway. But that may be a reason why. But that's a toast, at least entertains the possibility that you can use Minei Targum. We need to discuss what Minei Targum is. Now look at the Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif and Brahmins Lamed Vavim base. Okay? Rabbeinu Yonah says, Adil Asfil Kasa Muslim. The Omrim Rabboni Tzarfas. Remember the Rabboni quote, Rabboni Tzarfas. The Rabboni from France. She'afo pi she'chayev odom lecho gimul sudus b'shabes sudus shlishes iboy ochel pas iboy ochel peri v'nifter b'achilas peros. Rabbeinu Yonah says, some say you can get ready, you can get yotze even fruits. Raya davar she'arei gabe sukkah amin chayev odom lecho yidal sudus b'sukkah. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos on the Lamed Vav Beis, the page of the Rif, quotes our Gemara as a munker, right? Exactly what Tosfos said not to do. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah does. Okay, Tosfos, don't bring any raya. Remember Tosfos on our page. And Tosfos there in Yuma said, don't think that because Minei Targum means what it means here in Sukkah, therefore apply to Shalosh Sudas. He says, don't say it. Rabbeinu Yonah does say it. He said, it brings a raya. And he quotes those. Rabbeinu Tzarfas will bring a raya. And then I mentioned this before. If the Balei Tosfos, the Rishon say, don't say the following, that's a pretty good sin in the what? Some did hold like that. And someone said like that. So that otherwise I'm going to tell you not to say it. But Rabbeinu Yonah quotes Rabbeinu Tzarfas held like that. Ryan Dor, and Sukkah, I mean, Chayel Alamecha Yudal Suz Besukkah, Upirish Lashom Shepoter Atzmo, Beshech Min Targim, Hochanami, Beshnei Apom Shechayel Lekadesh, Achas Me'achas Belayel Atzrok Shechol Pas, Kadesh Shikadesh Mokum Suda. So now Philip Rabbeinu Yonah gives a different teretz. The first two meals required bread, why? As a requirement of Kiddush, Kiddush Mokum Suda. Suda means pas. Third Shabbos doesn't need Kiddush, therefore doesn't need the pas. That's another distinction. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. But he says, Abu Pamashish, and Tzorch Makadish, near to lift us from Paris, so it should be other. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says that you can get Shalosh Sudas, it can even be with fruits. And the Ran in Shabbos, Mem Dal Mal, take the rip, the Ika Nam, Nami Man, the Omer, the Mashal, the Peir, Mini Tagima. Okay, and he discussed what Mini Tagima means, Peros, or not, and so on. So he's not so convinced that there is such a Shita. How do we pass the halacha? Turn to Shalosh Sudas. I'm just saying, so we have different opinions by Shalosh Sudas also. So the Shohar says, it's in Reish Sadi Aleph Sif A, 37, Tzorech la so bepas. I mean, we saw the Rambam, Shohar pas, and it's like the Shalosh Sudas has to be with bread. The Yibad, the Yeish Omen, Shoch la so bechol machal ha'osim echad mechamishis min yadorah. Like the Rosh we saw by us, right? There are some who say you can be able to Shalosh Sudas with a cake, or something which is mechamishis min yadorah. And some say a fourth, third shita, it's got can be meat and fish, but it's got to be something I ordinarily would eat with bread. Lafuke wat with school wat peres. And then he said a little peres, right? So basically, the mechaber brings four shitas. You have to have bread, No, you don't have to bread. You have to have something which is from Hamesh and Dana. No, no, it's okay to have meat and fish and things that normally accompany bread. And four is even peres. But he says, Zor Rishon Iker. The first opinion is correct. And then they have to have bread. Shatzar Kwas also with pies. Elohim Cain, who Savea Beyoser. Unless he's too full. Now the Ramah brings up, oh, B'makom She'ef Shalom Echol Apaz. You come up in a situation, you can't have bread. That could be you don't have any bread. Or, Kigon Berach Pesach, Shecholos B'Shabbat, She'os Lechol Apaz, Achar Mincha, Kilkam Lechos Pesach. He said, that's the one case, there are people who make, I mentioned one scenario, you dive in very early, and you come home, and have lunch, you go for a walk or something, you have so you do Shal Shudas. But, that's not going to satisfy everybody either, because some hold, the Ramam holds Shal Shudas, Dafka has to be in the afternoon. Well, if you hold like Shal Shudas, it must be in the afternoon, and you can't on every pace with Shal Shudas B'Shabbos be mocking with everybody. It's just impossible. Because you can't hold the Shal Shudas must be in the afternoon, and you must have bread. Because you can't eat bread in the afternoon on every pace. You can't even eat matzah, and you can't even eat the kind of matzah past a certain hour, past 3 o'clock. You can't even have the matzah that wouldn't be good for the Seder, like egg matzahs and so on. So, anyway, you run into that problem on every pace. I do want to mention, some of you may have heard this, that you can be able to say Shal Shudas. Have you heard this? You can be able to say Shal Shudas by learning. You hear that one? Okay, there is such a thing. I'm Yotze Shal Shudas by learning. So I looked around once and I think the Aruch HaShulchan mentioned such a Svara only on Erev Pesach Olos B'Shabbos. You learn something and there's a Zohar like that that somehow eating takes the place. Learning is nourishment for the soul instead of for the bodies. But he only mentioned, he doesn't mention it every week. There's a story, it could be apocryphal, but there's a story about Velma Soloveitchik, Rabbi Soloveitchik's uncle, and we spoke about him the other day, the Brisker Rav, right? Yitzchak Zera Soloveitchik, there was Shabbos afternoon once in the wintertime, he was running, and he realized he hadn't eaten Shal Shudas, and he was no time, so he ran to get a grapefruit, that's the story I heard. He ran to get a grapefruit, to eat something. It was the Shas of Chatz, he was making for that sheep that it's eating on fruit. So, doesn't sound like him to make a little necessarily, but okay, that's the story. Went to get a grapefruit. So one of the Talmidim, someone asked him, what if you get a grapefruit? You're about to give a shear. You know, you say a shear, so the learning will count as Shal Shudas. So he answered, he said, you can't slug up a grapefruit. But you mean by finding the shear, someone give a shear, and at the end of the shear, someone has to catch the whole shear falls apart. Right? So in the Mela, what I accomplished? But a grapefruit you can't slug. That's the story. But in any event, those are different opinions by Shal Shudas. The Mishnah Berurah that I quoted here, the Aruch HaShulchan, all the regular poskim say that really you have to have pas. Okay? And that's a simple reading, like you said before. Again, we have things to not to shatter the equation between Shal Shudas and the other two, but the pashtus is that it's learned from the mod. It's the same as the Mishnah Berurah says in the Kvar Mechav Beis. And he says if you're stuck, but everybody agrees. Even those who are maker with meat or maker with tzoyish adon, maker with fruit, as Mishmaru says in the Kol Kol, Ava Kula Alma, Mitzvah Menuchaber Pas. Certainly, that's better. Better do with pas. Every person should really make. Baruch Hashem, really, I've imprinted it works very strongly. That everybody should have bread and shalosh. Certainly, Bnei Torah should make sure to have. Maybe you don't have to have something else. Okay, the Mishmaru mentions the cotton chavez to try and have other delicacies. Okay, there's a limit. Okay, how much a person can eat, especially in the wintertime. But the Shalist, I'm telling all you, should make every effort to have, to have bread, to have lechemishim for Shalosh Shudas as well. Okay, I've got. I just wanted to spend a few minutes we have relating to the parashas of Shavuot, very dramatic. Oh,